It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 692. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype, and the name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. The show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code miketechshow for your free 15-day trial. And you can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. Matter of fact, I have some work right after this show that I'm going to be using Instant House Call. I have to create a couple accounts on a system and do some Windows 10 updates. But tomorrow, literally, my whole day is supporting my son, who is going to be on site. He's going to be my hands, ears, and eyes. Instant House Call on the one system for the client. And then I'm going to do an email migration where I'm not even going to be on site. And that's how important Instant House Call and having great remote access so you can do all those things. Before I get into the content, what I'm going to be doing tonight, remember the convention TechCon Unplugged 2019. It's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, September 20th through the 22nd. You can purchase them by just going to techconunplugged.com. We have a great lineup of speakers and presenters. The venue is the Holiday Inn Grand Rapids. It's right by the airport. It is inexpensive. You don't have to pay for parking. We're going to have tremendous food. The content is phenomenal for growing your business. You can go to TechCon Unplugged, buy your tickets. I will see you there. Carrie Holzman's going to be there. The Podnuts team is going to be there. Marvin B., Jeff Hallish, John Drabinski, Paco LeBron. You're going to have a great time, and you're going to learn a lot. So I hope to see you there. Get your tickets before you are locked out. Tonight, I am going to talk about some work I did for a website, and I'm going to talk about this set of clients that they're new and what I'm doing for support, and I'll tell you all about it. I had to create an animated GIF, and I've never had to do that before, so I had to go looking for software. So we're going to talk about Animate GIF, a free program, Earthen View to resize stuff. We're going to talk about that, and then the big topic, QuickBooks troubleshooting. Every week, I discover new things and new ways of solving problems for QuickBooks. So I got a bunch of great links. And then something very interesting, and I tried and tested it out, and that's Firefox Send. We're going to talk about that. So let's get started with why am I doing work for a website? One of my clients, and this is why you never know where a referral will come from. So one of my financial advisors had a client a couple years ago in an HOA community that's over 55, and she was having trouble, and we helped her out and solved all of her problems. Matter of fact, she called us again a few weeks later for something else, but then referred us to a neighbor. Now, this neighbor happened to be in charge of the website for that community. Now, she didn't edit it, but she's responsible for the billing and for making sure the content is updated, even though she doesn't do it. They had someone else. Well, the property management company that manages that HOA and several others contacted her because the guy who does the websites is retiring. And this was probably the end of 2018. We started talking and getting ready for me to take over. So she recommended, hey, what about our IT guy? And it was only going to be for this one community. But then the property management company said, well, this guy manages five other websites. Could you take on all of them? And I met with the guy, Tom. It was just brilliant in the knowledge transfer. These are simple HTML, old code, straightforward for these HOA communities where they will update the pictures, they'll update their meeting minutes, and just some basic advertising and links for that community. All the websites are almost like cookie cutter with just a little changes here and there. Very simple to maintain. But there was one little problem. He had them all managed under one account under an unreliable web hosting company. I said, I want to bring each one into its own separate GoDaddy account because we're talking very simple websites. So we just need something very inexpensive. And only one of the sites had email accounts with it. So Office 365 through GoDaddy for one of the communities. It was very simple. And I'm charging them by the hour. So for any change, I will break it into 15-minute increments, so a quarter hour. And then I send all my invoices quarterly to the property management company, but made out to each of the communities. So this past week, one of the communities wanted me to update the slideshow. And the code just calls slides.gif. And it's a rotating nice pictures for the front page. I have never created an animated GIF. So I went looking for something that's simple and free. She sent me the link to the Google Docs where she uploaded the pictures, which was great. And then I was able to download them very easy. And they were just named 1.JPEG, 2.JPEG, 3. They were all JPEGs. So now I got to create GIFs. So converting them to GIFs and then adding them to a program to create one master GIF was very simple. So there's two links for the first two links tonight that'll be in the show notes. One is Animate GIF. I'll give you the quick pros and cons. It's easy to use, clean and simple interface. It's a very small install size. The user interface is small and non-adjustable. Very limited functions. This is the con. And there's no user control over the output. That's okay, because all I had to do is drag and drop the pictures. You can put the time in milliseconds of how long you want the delay to be for each of the pictures. And then you just create and it sits and it creates. So I did it the first time and I realized two of the pictures that she took were very tiny, and it was only in the corner. There were 9 pictures. 7 of them were all the same size that were much larger than these two. But these two stood out and didn't look right. So I'm like, no problem. I have IrfanView. So that's the second link. And you can go to www.irfanview, and that's IrfanView.com. If you've never used this program, it is free. And it is incredible to manipulate any file. First off, you can easily create or change a PNG to a GIF to a JPEG. Easy, simple. You just open it up and then save it in that format. But you can easily adjust the size. So I look at one of the pictures of those 7 that were all the same size, and I looked at the pixels for the length and width for each of those photos. And then I opened up the 2 that were small and I changed them and resized them based on what I seen the other pictures, saved them, then recreated the animated GIF. It was beautiful. And all I had to do was upload slides.gif to the folder that's referenced in the HTML code. Beautiful slideshow. They loved them. As a matter of fact, what I think the person who did them before made them very small. And I looked at some of the pictures and the resolution was okay, but it wasn't spectacular. When I was done, I was able to use the full picture of the way it was taken, and I downloaded it. So they were pretty big sizes. I would say the animated GIF was 44 meg when it was done, but well worth it, and it's very fast when you go to the website. So I was really happy with that, and I figured, you know what? If anybody else, if you've never dealt with animating a GIF, this is a very simple program. Don't ask it to do any more than it does. You add them, and it is what it is, and it'll create a file. You have no other options except for the delay between the pictures, and that's all I needed. So it's very simple. If you have other free GIF animators, let me know so that I can share them in a future show. So I'd be curious if anybody who does this for a living, they know, and you know you work with this. I don't. So that's why I like programs that are very simple. EarthInView does significantly more than what I did with resizing. It's fast and compact. It's freeware. It supports Windows XP Vista 7, 8, and 10. It comes with 32 and 64-bit versions, multi-language support, Unicode support, and it's designed to be simple yet powerful. Very cool program. And again, those links in the show notes. QuickBooks. Let's talk about QuickBooks now. The CPA of one of my clients remotes in to a workstation and does the QuickBooks for the company. But when he logs out and he closes QuickBooks, QuickBooks does not close. And it's still utilizing his user license. And one of the inconvenient things we have to do is open up Task Manager and kill all the QuickBooks. Now, I haven't got the results whether this is fixing it or not, but I created a batch file that stops and starts the QuickBooks services, and I'm hoping that kills the running client. If this doesn't fix it perfectly, because I tested the services and it does work, and you have to run it as administrator, because when you're stopping and starting a service, you make sure that it's running as an administrator, that batch file. What I may have to do is develop a batch file that looks at the processes that are running, and anything that's like a QB star that's running, kill it. And I'm going to have to loop it to make sure they're all killed and then exit the batch file. I don't want to go down that road. So I really started searching this. And the first QuickBooks link is how to turn off the Keep QuickBooks Running setting. So this link walks you through going to the option, and there's a little radio button to keep QuickBooks running for quick startups. And I think, it was checked, and I unchecked it. That actually may solve the problem. Something to look at. It's a feature. I'm going to have the link where all you have to do is go in and uncheck that, and hopefully that will fix the problem. The next link is how to turn off the new feature tour. My client, who last week I had upgraded to QuickBooks 2019, the main user calls me and says, "Mike, can you remote in and take a look at this?" And when he went to print a report, this tour feature came up and you couldn't click to dismiss it, yet you couldn't click the print button was grayed out. Very annoying. And then I discovered you have to turn off the tutorial and tour features. It's easy to do, but you got to go into help, and then there's the tour, and then you got to uncheck both of them. And that got rid of that problem. If that's frustrating you, or especially if you go to a new upgrade, then you're going to want to turn those off for most people, I would assume. A link that I think is very important for the consultant. If you are starting out and you're running into QuickBooks with multiple users, you need a comprehensive understanding of the QuickBooks database server manager. And that's the next link. It will go over what the server manager does and how it creates these .nd files for the location of all of the QuickBooks data files that are going to be shared out. And this is an important file because I ran into a problem with a client where we moved the QuickBooks files to a different location. And when you do that, you got to be very, very careful that the .nd files are redone. Now, if it's just one file, you don't have to worry about this. Or if it's not in a multi-user environment, again, this is less of a concern. But the way to fix this, I actually had to delete two types of files. And that's what the next two links are going to be. What the .nd file is, you can delete them and then go to the database server manager, do a scan, and it will recreate the new .nd file for the location. I don't just delete those .nds. Anytime I'm going to work with any kind of QuickBooks and I'm doing something, I do a safety backup, which is easy. Get everybody out of QuickBooks and then copy that directory and those files into a backup directory. So I copied all of the .nd files and all of the .tlg files, because that's the transactional log since the last backup. So the TLGs can get in the way if one of them gets corrupt, or if you get certain errors where the user's trying to get into the database and he gets the -6000 and then there's another number. Based on that error, you may need to clean up the .nd files and the TLG. So I took all the TLGs, put them in a separate directory, and then deleted them and did the same with the .nd files. Then went to the database server manager, rescanned, it created the new .nd files. Everything was beautiful and everybody had great access and there were no errors in logging in to all the QuickBooks files. So make sure that you back up the files before you delete them. When you read these articles and it says delete, don't rename them all to ND old or TLG old, or again, copy them to another directory. It's very important because you never know if you got to put them back. So always back up before you make any changes when you're working with a client. All these links for tonight, deep understanding of the .nd, the .tlg files for QuickBooks, the database server manager. You need a good understanding of all this in order to support QuickBooks. Do I know how to use QuickBooks? Not at all, and I don't care. I have a bookkeeper that takes care of mine. I don't want to use QuickBooks. I mean, I do for maybe doing an invoice, which I still haven't transitioned totally to. You know, I can do a little P&L or whatever for my company. But it's more important on understanding all of these networking features and all of the tech and IT related around QuickBooks. If you are going to support small businesses, you will run into QuickBooks support. And you want to have a foundation and understanding on how all this works. And you will be the go-to person. Right now, I am the go-to person for a couple bookkeepers and a CPA. So their clients, when they start having issues and it's not within the accounting functionality of QuickBooks, then I get the call and that's billable time. And it's important. They trust me. So it's great to build relationships within the vertical market here of CPAs and bookkeepers for me, because I'm getting really good at resolving QuickBooks problems. Something to add to your support services if you dive deep into QuickBooks. Final link for tonight is Firefox Send. So what is Firefox Send? I just got an email this week that it is a simple and private sharing of large files. And you can do it with up to 2.5 gig. So you create, you click on this link, and it's literally send.firefox.com. Make sure you have a Firefox account, and that's easy. It's free to create. And then you can actually set a password, and this works really well. You just drag and drop the big file, as long as it's below 2.5 gigs, drag and drop, then, or you could just select the file to upload. Then you get to pick a password, so it's encrypted. Enter the password, and now all you got to do is send the link to the user and then find another way to send them the password. I would call them or text them the password, and then they will get a link where they click on it. It'll ask you for the password, and they can just download the file. So I tested it with a 1.2 gig file, which you could never email. And if you don't feel like maybe you don't have Dropbox or you don't have OneDrive where you can share files that are that big, I have some clients that occasionally deal with some big files that they got to send. And some of them use Dropbox, but now I got another alternative, you know, that's until we find that it's not safe, we can start using Firefox Send and let me know how you make out. And it's just something to try, and I wanted to share that. And I will keep you informed on how it goes. But right now I've done the test with myself and it's worked well. So I sent it from one email account to another, the link, and it was pretty simple to use. I was impressed with the simplicity. All right. That is it for tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. Please use our Amazon link. Carrie Holzman and myself share an Amazon link that's in the show notes every week. You click on that link, it'll bring you to Amazon. Then you add the items to your shopping cart. When you check out and buy them, we will get a small percentage back to help support the show. Your price stays the same. So why not use that link for us? And Carrie and I benefit, and we really, really appreciate everybody who supports us using that link. It makes a big difference. Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Again, I used it 3 times this week. I can't tell you how many times my son and I use that all the time. Links will be in the show notes. Instant House Call, I could not survive with my broken foot and still limited on my mobility in getting out to clients. My business couldn't survive without a reliable remote access. If you hear anybody that needs remote access, send them to instanthousecall.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. That's it. Hope to see everybody next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.